Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guest, Doris Caldwell, when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Jennifer Ford, Executive Director of the Fort Bedford Museum, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, Independence Day is every day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says new cottages are coming.
We have 11 new cottages that are being built in the lower part of Homewood. It's for independent living, so you just come in, move in, and you get all the services that you would on the main campus area.
Visit Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new, or call them anytime at 623-0349. For Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Steve McNamara of Bedford County Veterans. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
You know, for weeks I've been looking for a program to do about Christmas. My executive producer, also known as my wife, told me about this young lady here in Bedford who was doing a wonderful thing. She does this thing all year round, but does this wonderful thing at Christmas, and I wanted to talk with her about it. It's called Ryan's Case for Smiles, and the Western Pennsylvania coordinator is none other than Doris Caldwell, and she's right here in Bedford. She's a native of Fitchertown. She's been all over. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Doris, welcome. Thank you so much to talk to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. My name is Doris Caldwell, and I am the coordinator for Ryan's Case for Smiles. I have been doing this project and charity, it is, for 10 years, delivered 39,000 pillowcases in those 10 years, and every month I deliver 400 pillowcases to Pittsburgh Children's Hospital and Ronald McDonald House.
Well, before you get wound up on this, tell me a little bit about how you got in this in the first place. I mean, you're just a lady that's been around the country. I understand you live in Chicago and in Florida. So this great circle route you took to get back to Bedford County, but what got you interested in this whole thing?
Well, I was watching the Martha Stewart Show, which I'm a Martha Stewart freak, one morning 10 years ago. And Cindy Kerr is our CEO, and her husband nominated her for an award on the Martha Stewart Show. And I was sitting watching this, and she was asking for volunteers because it was very new then, and I was one of the first volunteers. And I said, after the show was over, I said, I can do that. And I called her right away, and that's how I got involved.
Really?
Yeah.
So you watched it on TV show, and
yes.
Bang.
Yeah.
So where is this place based, Ryan's Case?
In Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Wayne, Pennsylvania.
In Wayne, which is still on the main line. So they have a bunch of you around the state, around
the country?
They have
135 volunteers and 320 hospitals.
Fantastic.
Children's hospitals only.
Yeah. Now, what's the name of the lady that organized this?
Cindy Kerr.
Cindy Kerr, and she's in Wayne.
She's in Wayne. She's the CEO of the company.
Well, we were just talking about my bride, and she grew up in Wayne, so that's interesting. I'll be
darned. Did she really?
Yeah, I live 2 miles away, so
oh,
I'll be darned.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why I know about Wayne. So how about that? And as I tell people, Wayne's on the same Lancaster Pike and Lincoln Highway we're on right here in Bedford.
Right.
You just have to go a couple of hundred miles to get to the other end of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's something. Well, Doris, this sounds like a fantastic, as you call it, charity. Can you give us a little story about how this started? I understand a sick child was involved, and tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm working at Mary's Quilt Shop. I got a call one day, and this father told me the story of Colton, that he was in Children's Hospital when he was 12, had osteosarcoma cancer. And so they take you back and forth to the hospital. And so every time he went to the hospital, they give him one of my pillowcases. And that gets them through a lot of different, really, illnesses in the hospital. And so when he called, and I was just unbelievably flabbergasted because he didn't know at that time that I was the volunteer for the hospital till they came in. And when he came in and brought the pillowcases, I said, I made this one, I made that one, I made every one. They had 30 pillowcases. And I said, I will definitely make you a pillowcase. And the boy was so excited about the whole situation. And so I went home and I made the quilt, and it took me about a month to get it all organized, and called him and said, your quilt is ready. And they were all very, kind of excited when they came in to see the pillowcases made into a quilt.
So that's what I was looking for. I didn't understand how the pillowcase turned into a quilt. Mm-hmm. So I have to visualize this. So the quilt is made out of many pillowcases. Mm-hmm. Is that how it mm-hmm. works?
Yep.
And when we interviewed Mary, she told me how quilts were made. So is there this matting
same
in between?
Thing. Same thing.
So tell me about the quilt that ends up.
So
is it big?
It's a king size, which is about 100 by 100. And he's a big boy. Luckily, he's very healthy. And his mother said, well, he only has a twin size bed, but we will get him a big bed now just to put this quilt. But, you know, for a 14-year-old boy to appreciate a quilt like this is kind of rare because, they usually like different things. But it had all his pillowcases. They were Ninja Turtles, and they were pirates, Pittsburgh Pirates, and ducks and geese, and all different kinds of pillowcases were in the quilt. And he absolutely just loves it.
So these pillowcases were things he was already familiar with.
Yes, and they bring them home, right.
I see. So
and
that's
he had them, and he says, what do I do with pillowcases? Just thrown in the closet. That's why he wanted a quilt made.
So was his name Ryan?
His name is Colton.
Colton, okay.
Colton Allison. They're from Lovely.
Lovely, okay.
Right. Where Lovely is.
Pennsylvania, sure. Well, our guest is Doris Caldwell, and she's telling us this story that is phenomenal. Now, you don't do this during just at Christmas time, but it's a nice Christmas story.
I do it all year round.
But tell me about some of the other clients that you've done. I mean, is there ones that kind of stick out, that kind of really smack you in the head?
Well, we get letters all the time of thank you from people. Some say my daughter didn't want to take a shower, and the nurse at the hospital gave her favorite pillowcase. And these kids will do anything if they have their favorite pillowcase with them. And they hung on to it, and they cherish it. And then they come home, and next time they go, they get another pillowcase to choose.
So that's how mm-hmm. it turns into a quilt.
Yes, yes.
So what is the process? You go and get the pillowcases from the home where this child lives? Is that it?
They brought them in to me.
Yeah.
They dropped them off.
And so then you take the pillowcases back to your quilt operation.
Yes. And I cut them out into squares and arrange them in a nice order. You just don't put them together. You have to arrange them in a really, they all go together very nicely. And then I put a border around it, and then you put a batting, and then you put the backing in it, and then you quilt all through layers to keep it together, and then you put a binding on it. So, you know, it's a process, and quilters know that.
Well, our guest is Doris Caldwell, and she is the Western Pennsylvania coordinator for Ryan's Case for Smiles. And you can hear this effort of hers is quite extraordinary. So has there been any case where you've made the quilt and things didn't work out the way you wanted?
Oh, that always happens, but you make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can always make a quilt.
And what are the parents' reactions to all of this when you do this?
They were overwhelmed. And he has a sister that's a couple years, and she wants a quilt now too, but she doesn't have cancer, so she's very lucky.
Yeah, so that's that's not a very good way to get a quilt, but that's how you get one.
No.
Right. And it's for these sick children mostly.
Yes, yes.
So you mentioned Children's Hospital. Do you work with them at all? Do they depend upon you for this?
I have coordinators at the hospital that I work with. I've had one, his name's Michael, and I've worked with him for 10 years. And when I take the pillowcases out, he takes them and then he puts them up on the floors with the children. And then it used to be when we started, our name was Conquer Cancer. And we took the name Conquer the Cancer out of it 2 years ago and mm-hmm. called it Ryan's Case for Smiles, because now the hospital wants them for every child, not just a cancer patient.
Right. So you have other sick children.
Yes.
What a great thing to cheer them up.
Yeah, it is.
Now, you mentioned 4,000 pillowcases. So how many quilts can you make from 4,000 pillowcases?
Well, you don't make quilts from all those, because I was lucky enough to have a family that wanted a quilt maker, and they searched all over Bedford County at the different quilt shops, and nobody would make it for them. And when they called me, I was just very fortunate that they called here, because it means more to me than it would to any other quilt shop.
And you've got this mega quilt shop here over here on Pitt Street where we are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're actually renting Mary's space here for a second to do this radio show. So she's been very kind about it. I haven't seen her demanding rent quite yet, but maybe she will. Our guest is Doris Caldwell. She is the Western Pennsylvania Coordinator for Ryan's Case for Smiles. Is there anything you do during the Christmas season, though, that's special to other parts of the year? Or is it like, does business go up or anything like that? Do you feel there's more demand sometimes?
Well, at Christmas now, I make pillowcases that have Christmas.
Well, Doris so inspired me. I found a song that I remember hearing some years ago when I had a country radio station, as a matter of fact. And it's called The Quilt. And the song The Quilt was recorded by the granddaughter of one of the Carter sisters, which was of Johnny Cash fame. And so we're going to play this for you right now. And when we come back after this little song, we're going to hear more from Doris and what she's doing with the Ryan's Case for Smiles when Bedford County Speaks continues. And now here's The Quilt by Carolyn Carter.
There's a little yellow quilt at the foot of my bed. They tuck it neath my chin at night, fluff the pillow neath my head. I hear them whisper quietly, it helps her sleep, it seems. It's the quilt my mama gave to me the day I turned 16. She wrapped it in her Sunday shawl, the one her mama made. She laid it on my dresser at the end of the day. There's a picture of a countryside, an old house and a stream. On the quilt my mama gave to me the day I turned 16. Blow, north wind, blow, take me to this place. It looks so warm, it looks so safe. My memory fails me, yet I still dream of the quilt my mama gave to me the day I turned 16. It went with me to college, kept me warm at night. And when I ventured on my own, it kept my blue heart light. I wrapped my babies in it, and I rocked them fast asleep in the quilt my mama gave to me the day I turned 16. Thank you. girl cares for me. They say she is my daughter's child. How I long for that memory. So when I'm gone, I'll have them wrap my quilt up in my shawl and give it to this young girl who calls me grandma. Take me to this place. It looks so warm. It looks so safe. My memory fails me, yet I still dream of the quilt my mama gave to me the day
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell. You. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned, and with us today is Doris Caldwell of a fascinating organization called Ryan's Case for Smiles. This thing is all over the country. It was started in Wayne, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, and it's a great story. I want to remind you today that the program you're listening to, Bedford County Speaks, is brought to you by the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, which proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com, and also by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, right there on Route 220 in Bedford. Also brought to you by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. Not only do you have your own place as a cottage or an apartment, but a terrific dining room, shuttle service to the market, walking trails, brand new facilities, senior fitness, bus trips, and spectacular views, all at no additional expense. At Homewood at Springhouse, you're going to fit in because your friends are already here. So give these folks a call from 623-0349. That's 623-0349 for Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. Doris Caldwell is our guest here at Bedford County Speaks. So I want to talk to you a little bit about quilting. We talked to Mary a little bit about this, but how on earth do you make a quilt?
Well, the first thing you do is really actually decide what you're going to make in a quilt, like the pattern. And you can either take them from like an old quilt that your grandmother made you, or it was passed down, and we have a lot of those in our area here because Bedford County had a lot of quilters way 100 years ago.
How do you know how big it's going to be? You just keep adding patches until it gets to the size you want?
Well, you have a plan to begin with. If you want a twin size, or if you want, we do a lot of baby quilts. You can do just a people come in and say they want a baby quilt for their new grandchild, and we'll make that for them because some of them have no idea how to make a quilt. Or you can do a king size quilt that's very large, and you'd have to have somebody else quilt that because you can't do it on a domestic machine.
Now, what's the stuff called in the middle of the matting?
That's called batting.
Batting,
it feels like cotton, but years ago they used to use blankets, but now we have batting that goes in there, and it makes it kind of soft, and it makes it kind of a poofy surface when you're finished, and that That's what you put inside.
But the technical reason for it is it does give an air pocket, so it makes it creates a warming effect.
Right.
It acts like a quilt.
Yes.
It's just the whole idea.
I mean, you can have some. When I did Colton's quilt, I put a kind of a little heavier one in because we live here in a very cold climate, and I figured he needed a warm quilt, so his was a little bit thicker batting.
So that's how it is.
Yes.
And is there any specifications on how heavy you want to make it? I mean, how much it actually weighs? Is that kind of the...
It shouldn't weigh too much because you want to be able to handle it yourself. Yeah. So you don't want it real heavy. And
so
pillowcases
don't make it any heavier
than
the ones you make.
No, no, it doesn't, yeah.
So the pillowcase is the part that goes into the square. So if there was something already on the pillowcase, that would show on both sides. Is that how it works?
And I actually put the cuff. We make the pillowcases. They have a cuff on the top. And I actually put those right into the quilt. And it looks like a pillowcase if you look at the quilt. Mm-hmm. And there's 29 pillowcases in his quilt.
So when people come to you about Orion's quilt or a pillowcase, do the families often ask you for specific things to put in there for this sick child?
Well, the kids pick their own pillowcases in the hospital.
Oh, they do?
Yes. So I send them a lot of different kinds. It's girls, boys, babies, sports. So the child specialists at the hospital really know what these children are all about when they come in.
Sure.
And how sick they are. So I've had different requests for different pillowcases, and I try to get them to him right away.
Yes. So if a little boy looks John Deere tractor, this thing's going to have John Deere tractor?
They love John Deere tractor fabric. You're right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
That's what I would get.
Yes.
When I was
that is, it's hard to find.
Is it?
The John Deere fabric, yes. Companies don't make it any longer, so it's hard to find.
You
got to
write John Deere, tell them what you're doing, have them make a special run for you.
Yeah, they're out in Iowa, I think. That's where they started.
Or the former Farmall Company, which isn't around anymore, International Harvesters.
Right.
So you can make quilts that look like, or that have tractors on them, animals, penguins, Steelers, whatever. So
Santa Claus
for our Christmas season here. So if I'm in the hospital and I'm a nurse or a doctor or an assistant of some kind, I'm working with a child, they're going to know what this child kind of floats their boat.
Yes.
And then they tell you.
Yes, and I only make pillowcases that are really suitable for children. I get a lot of pillowcases that people donate to me that are not child friendly, and so I have nursing homes. I've given like 300 a Penn Knoll. I've given them to different nursing homes up in Somerset, and they give them, and they love them too. But they don't have cute little things on them. They have more flowers, and so that's how I do get rid of some of the pillowcases that aren't kid friendly.
What is the most unusual one you've ever made?
This boy has it. Dale Earnhardt.
Dale Earnhardt.
Oh. I had a piece of fabric, and it was unbelievable that this kid has that pillowcase because he died, probably 10 years ago in an accident when we lived in Florida. And I kind of was keeping that fabric, and he has Dale Earnhardt's pillowcase.
So race car.
Race cars, yes. Race
pillowcase.
Cars. Yes.
Quilts.
Yes. Deer, they love hunters. He has one that has Dynasty, Duck Dynasty on it, which
Dynasty.
Really don't like that fabric. But he has a Duck Dynasty.
You know, I was thinking kind of an odd thought as you were telling me about this. With these unusual custom jobs, would these things be valuable 100 years from now?
100 years, yeah, but they're going to be used, I think.
Right.
You know.
Well, all good antiques are.
Yes. Right? Yes,
they're not going to be pristine. But I thought that the uniqueness of this, the one of a kind, these aren't being made in
this
factories.
This would be one of a kind, right.
You bet. So everything you make
is
one of a kind.
Yes, they're all different. And, the pillowcases are all different because I find fabric everywhere.
What's the funnest pillowcase you've ever done?
Well, we have Emojis fabric
Emojis? What's that?
You have to be. Well, it has little faces on it, and they have all different expressions. And I have Steelers fabric back here that I'm going to be making pillowcases out of.
I see.
So they're just different ones. That one's probably the kids will know what Emojis is. So,
do you ever get pillowcase or fabrics from foreign countries that were people want to have something foreign, like Japanese
things? Never did that, no.
Okay, just curious, Our guest is Doris. I could talk to you all day, but our guest is Doris Caldwell. She is the Western Pennsylvania coordinator for Ryan's Case for Smiles, and the case, of course, in this case, being a pillowcase, which magically turn into quilts that help comfort these children. These children are pretty sick, is it always terminal, or do some of them make it end up being okay?
Ryan, that started Ryan's Case for Smiles, he was 12, and when he was 17, he passed away. Mm-hmm. And now his mother has cancer, and she's in the hospital right now. So whoever started Ryan's Case for Smiles, she has cancer.
I see. So
we're hoping that it will continue. And we know it will continue if something happens to her.
Right.
But, yes, the kids, a lot of six-year-olds die right in the hospital because they have a rare cancer that they can't figure out.
Right, or leukemia or something like that. Yeah.
They can't cure everything, so it's
sad. It's a wonderful thing you're doing now. And now that we're just approaching Christmas here this coming Monday, I just want to thank you very much for everything you do. And I know people that you do this for certainly do that. What can people do to help you?
Yes, they can donate pillowcases. I have the Gulf Station down here that makes me probably 50 every month.
Oh, my word.
The old Gulf Station.
The Gulf Station makes pillowcases?
She's unbelievable. Yes, her and her mother and our sisters make me pillowcases. She drops them off here. I have churches that make them and drop them off. So if you can make a pillowcase, if you want to come in the store and make a pillowcase, you can bring me kids' fabric. You can actually buy it at Walmart. And, I like better fabric than that. But, Walmart has very nice kids' fabrics.
Can you use cash to buy the fabric?
Yes. So we have a little box in here that we get cash in. They can, just donate to me anytime. They can donate to Ryan Case for Smiles. They have if you go onto the website, they can actually donate right to the company.
And the website is Case4Smiles, just common spelling, case4smiles.org.
Yep.
And if you want to learn more about that, you can call us at the radio station. We'll give you Doris's phone number.
It actually has a tutorial on there of how to make a pillowcase.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Well, then I can go in there and learn how to do this.
You can learn how to make a pillowcase.
Maybe I can make one with a big radio on it.
That's true.
Well, I think a radio stuff would be interesting. Doris, you've been a treat. I want to thank you so much for being so nice to us and talking to us, and I really enjoyed speaking with you. And is there anything else we missed here that you wanted to cover?
Well, nope. I think the article that we've done for the boy's name is Colton Allison that got the quilt, and he's a very happy. They live up in Lovely, and Lovely family. They came in, and I'm sure we'll see more of them. But
okay, that website again is case4smiles.org, and if you want to learn more about everything that's going on here, case4smiles.org. And as I said, if you missed some of this, just give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to fill you in. Doris Caldwell, thank you very
much. Thank you.
Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years, and by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. And until then, enjoy your weekend and have a merry and blessed Christmas. This is Lloyd Roach.
There's a little yellow quilt at the foot of my bed. They tuck it neath my chin at night, fluff the pillow neath my head. I hear them whisper quietly. It helps her sleep, it seems. It's the quilt my mama gave to me the day I turned 16.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.